Part-Time Money Podcast, Episode 17, Becoming a Part-Time Millionaire by 2015. I'm your host, Philip Taylor, creator of PT Money Personal Finance. Part-Time Money Podcast is designed to help you discover new and interesting ways to make extra money and to learn the ins and outs of those money-making methods. Not from me, but from the people who are actually doing the work. Along the way, hopefully you can pick up a few entrepreneurial skills to help you in whatever money-making pursuit you take on. All right, we're here today with Kylie Offew, and Kylie is our first international interviewee on the podcast. She's based out of Sydney, Australia. Kylie's blog is at aspiringmillionaire.com, or you can also find her at her website, kylieoffew.com. That's Kylie Kate. It's K-Y-L-I-E-O-F-I-U.com. And Kylie has one goal, or she has several goals, but she has a very interesting goal, and that's to become a millionaire in assets and cash by 2015. You might ask, is she employed? Nope, she's not employed. She's actually a stay-at-home mom. So it'll be an interesting interview today, I think, to find out how she plans to get to that $1 million as a stay-at-home mom. So welcome, Kylie.
Thank you.
My first question I always ask folks is, you know, what inspired you to, you know, to start making some part-time money? So I guess maybe for you, what inspired you to even set this goal, you know?
Well, it began with when we were living in Canberra. My husband was working really long hours and we just never got to see him. There'd regularly be a whole working week where he wouldn't see our daughters at all. And I just grew tired of it, so I decided, well, there's no reason I can't be a millionaire. So I thought if I set an exact time limit and then I have a goal to work towards, it's more likely to happen than just saying, well, I want to be a millionaire sometime. So I just, yeah, started seeing what I could do to make money from home around my daughters and just went for it.
I see. So more time for your husband with his kids. That's certainly a great goal. And so it's just you at home, you know, all day with the kids right now?
Yes.
Okay. And, wow, you're able to do all this from home. That's amazing. So why $1 million? Why was that number important, or why did you choose that number?
I just plucked it out of the air, really. Like, a lot of people want to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
And most of the homes where I was living before Sydney, a lot of them were heading towards the $1 million mark. And we wanted to buy there and keep our house in Sydney. And to do that, we needed basically $1 million. So that was the aim.
So is this $1 million, does this include your husband's income?
It didn't to start with, no. It was just whatever I could generate. And still, that's my preference, whatever I can generate myself on top of his income.
And you set this back in 2009, it was?
Yeah, just at the end of 2009.
Okay. So, so you know, why so aggressive? Why not just say, you know, I'll shoot for $10,000 or $100,000? Why $1 million? I mean, why? That seems very aggressive for such a young person with limited time. And, you know, I just wonder why you went for the big number like that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it has to do with my mom, actually. My mom passed away when she was 37, and she didn't get to do a lot of things. Like, she wanted to travel and that, and she didn't get to do most of that. And I figured the one way to do it was to basically reach for the stars and provide that income for us so that we could do anything, so that if anything happened to either of us young, it wouldn't matter. We'd have the money there to support ourselves and still be able to do things.
Right. So you don't want to be the richest person in the retirement home. You want to be the richest person when you're young, right?
Yes.
I like it. Okay, so tell me about some of the part-time opportunities or, you know, businesses you're pursuing right now.
Okay. Well, to start with, I am a qualified hairdresser and beautician, so I do that part-time a bit just for friends and family that come over. I used to run that as a full-time business before, but scaled back after I had my daughters. I also sell books secondhand. I buy things to resell either online or at a garage sale or just wherever. I sell opals to the American Embassy with my sister-in-law.
What's that? Opals?
Opals, yeah. Her family has specialized in jewelry for about 70 years.
Okay.
And, she has a special contract with the American Embassy here in Canberra to go in and demonstrate opals and, sell it to the diplomats that come over.
Oh, very cool. So,
do that with her when she needs. And I sell at markets sometimes. And just anything that comes up, I sort of do.
I see.
Yeah.
So, which of these pursuits would you say, might give you the best chance of reaching your goal?
Currently, recently, I got a really big opportunity with through my blog, which I've been earning a little bit of money through. But I got contacted by John Wiley Australia, who wanted to turn one of the posts I'd written into a book. And the way that's going and how much it's already sold before it's already even launched, looks like that will probably be the biggest contributing factor to my millionaire goal.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let's talk about that book. What's the name of the book?
365 Ways to Make Money.
Nice. Something for every day of the year.
Pretty much.
So you mentioned that the blog allowed you to write this book. Talk to me about that process. How did because Wiley is a big publisher from what I understand. So how did your blog, I guess, get connected to such a big publisher?
Well, earlier this year in March, they held the first Australian blogging conference. Blogging's not as big here in Australia as what it appears to be in America. Mm-hmm. And so a group of mums decided to put together a conference, and I went to that. I had my name down on the list in October last year, and the acquisitions editor happened to have a look at it because, bloggers can write pretty good stuff a lot of the time, and she saw the name of my blog, Aspiring Millionaire, and thought it sounded interesting. So she went on over to it, and one of my top posts at the time was 1001 Ways to Make Money. And she saw that, read a little bit, and then just went, this has to be a book, and mm-hmm. contacted me straight away.
So, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
1001 Ways. So you had a post that covers 1001 ways?
Yeah. When I first started looking at what ways I could make this $1 million, and I thought, well, I'll work out 101 ways to make money. And so I sat down and I wrote that down, and then just more ideas kept coming. So I thought, well, I'll just shoot for 1001. Why not? And I did. I came up with 1001 ways to make money.
Amazing. I'm sure I've got my most popular post is 52 ways to make money. And it was all I could do to write those 52. And that's just, so I'm amazed that you got to 1001. So that's pretty impressive. But it's also incredible that that someone from Wiley, you mentioned the acquisition editor, saw your name, found your blog, and they just contacted you straight up before the conference or during the conference?
Before the conference, she contacted me back in November. Mm-hmm. She sent an email to see if I would be interested in turning it into a book and listed out what they would offer me and that sort of thing. And I sat there looking at it when it first came to the publishers don't just contact you. You get rejected lots before you get a contract. And I was looking at it and I kept saying to my sister, do you think it's a scam? Could this be a scam? They're a real publishing house. And she's like, no, I think they're real. So, I just went with it. And
that's funny.
They were really excited. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. So they decided to whittle it down to 365.
Well, originally they wanted to do the whole thing. And then they're like, we want you to expand on each idea to make it, a couple of paragraphs. And then when they were looking at how thick that would be, they're like, maybe we'll just make it one for each day of the year to start with. It easier to read.
So you did. So how long did that take you?
It took about a month.
Okay.
It took a couple of weeks first to organize the contracts and that, and then when I actually started writing, it took me about a month to get it all done.
Okay.
But the actual whole process to get it between from when we sign the contracts to when it's actually on shelves is about 6 to 7 months.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes sense why I think you mentioned it's coming out this July, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so many questions about this, but if you don't mind talking about it, Did they give you any type of stipend up front or kind of guaranteed money up front?
Oh, like an advance? Yeah. I got half the advance as soon as I'd signed the contract, and the other half once the manuscript was handed in.
Okay. Do you mind telling me what that was, or?
It was really small.
Okay.
It was only 2,000.
Okay. Okay. But it's helping you move toward your $1 million goal. So.
Well, that's it, and ultimately the advance that authors get paid comes out of their royalties that they get paid later. So it just means that I'm going to get more money later instead of having the advance come out then.
Exactly. So, that's right, because you're going to sell a million copies of this thing, right?
Hopefully.
So, okay, so are they handling most of the distribution for you then?
Yeah, they're doing pretty much everything. I don't really have to do much at all. I've just contacted some bloggers to see if they wanted to do reviews on it, and that's about it. But everything else is done by them. They've got it into the bookstores, and yeah.
Wow. So your book will be on, in I don't know the bookstores there in Australia. Do you have a Borders bookstore or?
Oh, we did till they went bankrupt, so they're not here anymore, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But we've got Dimmicks. Dimmicks is our biggest bookstore, okay. Which I guess would be like your Barnes and Noble type thing, I guess.
Okay, so it'll be on the shelves there.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's see. So let's talk a little bit about the. First, will that be available in the United States at some point, or?
It will be. They said it'll be available about 2 months after it comes out here. So, Okay. Sort of towards the end of August, start of September, it should be available.
Okay.
Like most of your bookstores, like Barnes and Noble, and I think there was about 20 that they listed that it would be available in America.
Very cool. So, were they big on? Did they give you any kind of projections in terms of how many sales they thought it could make, or?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Because at first they were just aiming it towards the Australian market, so they said they wouldn't sell as much as a lot of the, bestsellers and stuff in America. But once we started getting more interest from, America, they're like, oh, we think it's going to sell a lot more than they originally expected. So
So did you have to pull out some of the Aussie-related ideas?
No, most of the ideas are for anyone, can be done pretty much anywhere.
Globally.
A lot of it was applicable to anyone, so it didn't matter that it's got Australian money on the book of the cover or anything like that. It was just for everyone.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And in terms of the ebook sales, do you think that's going to be a big part of it? Were they big on that being a big piece of this?
They weren't so much, but I do think that the ebooks will probably be more sales than the actual book, because most people have Kindles now, and that's the easiest way to sort of just download, and it's easier to hold a Kindle on a train or public transport than an actual book.
Right. Yeah. So your book's actually already available on the Kindle, right?
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't meant to be, I didn't think, but when I looked on Amazon, it was up there.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So going forward, how are you gonna? Are they gonna do the marketing for the book for you? I think you said you're gonna do some guest posting, but were they gonna do any marketing for you or?
Not a lot. They're doing a little bit, they're doing press releases and that this week, and they've contacted all the bookstores around to sort of offer interviews and things like that, and some magazines and that. So they've done a bit. But they said that the biggest marketing now is actually through social media. So right. It sort of falls back to the author to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Through Twitter and Facebook and their own blog, if you want. So,
very cool. And podcasts, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So this is great. So let's see. Did you ever think you'd write a book?
I always kind of hoped I would, even as a teenager and stuff, I thought, it'd be so cool to be an author, but I didn't expect it to happen, I guess, so quickly or, without, doing it all myself first or writing a manuscript first.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't in my immediate sort of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so backing up kind of to all of your part-time opportunities, are you still doing some hairdressing, selling some things, working with the family business? Are you still doing those things?
Yeah, I still do everything.
Okay. And what was I going to ask? Why sort of focus on a handful of things versus in even the concept of your book, you know, it's 365 ways to make money. Why focus on several ideas like that versus putting all your passion and energy into one specific idea?
Well, I guess it's kind of like diversifying your assets. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to create like a few different income revenues, mm-hmm. Streams, but ultimately I'd like them to be passive, but at the moment, because they can't be, I thought, well, at different times of the day, I can do different things.
Right.
So what I decided to do, various ones.
Okay. I see. That makes sense. I like diversity. are you keeping a record of your progress toward this 1 million?
Sort of. Like I was keeping it better before we moved and have been renovating and that sort of thing. But yeah, I try to keep track of where I'm up to. Mm-hmm.
Can is there a place on your blog in particular right now where people can see that, or?
There's not, because not long ago I had some privacy concerns with people claiming to be me and that sort of thing. So I had to
that's understandable.
Check in what I do.
Okay. Okay. But it's still a goal for you and you're still working toward it.
Yes. And I'll definitely announce it when I reach it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. So I understand you have two children as well.
Yes.
Three and under, right?
Yeah. 2-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Wow. So talk to me about how you make time for, you know, a lot of these projects, even though you have, you know, two young kids.
Yeah, well, I'm actually really lucky that my kids are quite happy and easygoing, and they sleep really well too. So often I can get up in the morning when my husband goes to work, which is about 4:30 a.m., mm-hmm. and my daughters don't usually get up till like 7 or 8 a.m. So I can do things in the morning before they get up online. And then when they are up, they're happy to do a lot of their own things and play outside, so I can still do clients like hairdressing or whatever around them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would imagine the hairdresser thing sort of works out if you have just people coming over to the house, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. That's cool. Well, I'm definitely excited for you with your book. And I'm also excited that you'll be coming and sharing your sort of blog-to-book story with those attendees that are coming to the Financial Blogger Conference I'm putting on in Chicago in the fall. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Thanks for, submitting your idea to speak on this topic. And I'm looking forward to hearing your skills and strategies in more detail as you bring that to the conference.
Sure.
How can folks get a hold of you and or see more about you and your book and your blog?
They can either visit either of my websites, aspiringmillionaire.com or kylieoffhew.com, or otherwise I can be contacted on Twitter or Facebook, which is both under Kylie Offhew.
Okay.
Yeah, and my email details and that are on there too.
Very cool. Any last tips for anyone out there wanting to make some part-time money?
Just go for it. See what's available and think outside the box. Mm-hmm.
Good advice. All right, Kylie. Well, thanks so much for being on with me today, and good luck with the book. I look forward to seeing how well it does for you. And
thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on getting that deal, and thanks so much for offering to come out to Chicago to speak and share this story as well then. So look forward
to
seeing you then.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
That does it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. You can find more episodes at ptmoney.com or on iTunes under the Part-Time Money Podcast. See you guys next week.